Voters can begin requesting absentee ballots right away from their local boards of elections, citing the reason that they fear risks of contracting the coronavirus or any other contagious illness. It greatly expands the prior very limited reasons that were permitted to obtain an absentee ballot. The bills signed by Cuomo also allow ballots postmarked by Election Day, November 3rd, to be eligible to be counted, as long as elections officials receive them by November 10th. Government watchdogs praised the action. In a statement, Susan Lerner, the executive director of Common Cause New York, said the critical reforms will enable state and local election boards to plan and execute the most consequential election this century. Jennifer Wilson, with the League of Women Voters, says her group has been deluged with inquiries about how to vote by mail in the November contest. Now she can offer concrete answers.
We're thrilled that he signed them. I hate to say it's long overdue, but they have been sitting on his desk for a while, and we are very happy that we can finally give people a straight answer when they call the office and ask about absentee voting, because up until this point, we've been telling them to hold on to their applications until he signs the bill. So now you can finally put that application in the mail and be ready to vote for November.
Wilson says people should request an absentee ballot now if they don't have one already. They can get the forms from local Board of Elections offices. Some, but not all, counties allow those requests to be made over the phone or by email. The League of Women Voters can also help voters obtain them. But Wilson says voters should not be concerned if they don't get their ballots right away. The actual layout of the ballots won't be certified until September 9th, so they won't be ready to be mailed out until after that date.
Don't be nervous if you haven't got your ballot and it's early September, because they really don't send them out until closer to like late September, early October.
Due to the changes, it's estimated that the volume of mail-in ballots could be 10 times higher than in past elections. At a recent legislative hearing on the June primary elections, State Board of Elections Commissioner Peter Kaczynski expressed concern about the board's capabilities to handle the sudden surge.
It puts a tremendous burden on the system, one which was really never intended to support.
The bills signed by the governor do not provide for any additional funding for the boards of elections. The state is facing an over $14 billion deficit. There are also concerns over the slowdown in mail deliveries after the removal of mailboxes and mail sorting machines by President Donald Trump's appointee as Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. And the Postal Service has written letters to states warning there might be delays in handling the expected volume of mail-in ballots. One of the measures signed will allow ballots to be counted even if they are not properly postmarked, as long as they get to the Boards of Elections offices by November 4th. Cuomo has talked about creating additional ballot drop boxes that would be collected directly by elections officials and circumvent the postal system, and some lawmakers have proposed legislation to do so, but the bills do not provide for any additional drop-off sites. Wilson, with the League of Women Voters, says ballots can be hand-delivered to any local Board of Elections office. Ballots can also be given directly to poll workers at the voters' designated early voting site and at their regular polling place on Election Day.
Regular state law is that you can drop off your ballot if you want to at a poll site. You'll just have to hand it over to one of the election workers there.
Early voting begins October 24th and runs through November 1st. At various sites, they can be located on local Board of Elections websites. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.